It's considered the single most deadly bombing raid in world history. 70 years ago today, the Americans firebombed Tokyo to force the Japanese to an early surrender in the dying months of World War II. The atomic bombs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki have dominated the retelling of World War II history, but as a single attack, the firestorms of Tokyo were more destructive, killing about 100,000 civilians and wiping out about half the city. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
The planes sit tight for the bombing run. Here's where we pay off.
The Americans had waited for a clear and windy night to inflict maximum damage. And on the 9th of March 1945, the conditions were perfect. 300 B-29 bombers dropped nearly 500,000 cylinders of napalm and petroleum jelly on the most densely populated areas of Tokyo.
12,000 feet below are about to receive 4,000 tons of destruction.
A month after the firebombings of Dresden, it brought mass incineration of civilians to a new horrific level. On the ground, as a 10-year-old girl, Kisako Motoki fled to a bridge to seek refuge. Her father, mother and brother had just been burnt to death, and the firestorm, whipped up by high winds, quickly turned 40 kilometres of Tokyo into an inferno.
From the bridge, I saw melted, burnt bodies piled up on top of each other as high as a house. I saw black pieces, bits of bodies everywhere on the ground and burnt corpses in the water. I couldn't believe this was happening in this world.
In just 2 days, more than 100,000 people were killed. 1 million were maimed and another 1 million were made homeless. Now close allies, America and Japan, have ignored the history of the Tokyo firebombings. But another survivor, Haruo Nihai, says it's important for children of today to remember. She holds regular seminars for school children at a privately funded museum dedicated to the victims.
It's likely Japan will be involved in a future war, so I want our children to understand war destroys everything, families, buildings and culture.
Haruo Nihai also wants the Japanese and American governments to acknowledge and apologise for the devastation.
The Americans say it targeted factory areas, but there were no big military factories in the areas they bombed on March 9th. They did it as punishment. I believe they should be held accountable for war crimes too.
The bombers turn and go downwind. Across the burnt acres of Tokyo, 51 square miles of LeMay treatment.
General Curtis LeMay, the American in charge of the bombing campaigns across Japan, said of the Tokyo firebombings, "We scorched and boiled and baked to death more people in Tokyo on the night of March 9 that went up in vapour in Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined." General LeMay acknowledged himself that if he was on the losing side, he would be charged with war crimes. This is Matthew Carney reporting for AM in Tokyo.